This is Linda Morgan for More FM and the River. I'm speaking with Tony Baldinelli, who is running for election for the Conservatives in the riding of Niagara Falls. How are you doing today?
Not too bad, Linda. How are you?
Pretty good. So why don't you tell me a little bit about your background?
Well, Linda, you know what? I was born and raised in Niagara Falls. Spent my high school years going to Stanford Collegiate and, like most students here, working in the tourism sector, Maid of the Mist in particular. You know, I went to McMaster University, and while I went to McMaster, I was lucky enough to work at the local General Motors plant for several years, you know, in the paint booth, engine test, V6 block line areas. Following university, I then went up to Ottawa and had the opportunity and pleasure to work with our local member of parliament, Rob Nicholson. And I worked up in Ottawa for Rob for 6 years. And then following that, I went to Queen's Park, worked as a political assistant for 2.5 years. Following that, I got into consulting and worked in Toronto for 5 years for a consulting company known as Hill & Knowlton Strategies. But, you know, Niagara's always been my home, and I jumped at the opportunity to return here in 2001 to work with the Niagara Parks Commission. And I was there for just over 18 years. And when I left, I was their senior manager of communications and stakeholder relations. And then I decided to put my hat in the ring and ran in the 2019 election and was fortunate enough to have the support of the people of this great riding, the people living in Niagara Falls, Fort Erie, and Niagara-on-the-Lake, and was elected member of parliament.
And why should the people of Niagara Falls vote for you again?
Well, here it is. I mean, we're talking about, unlike the other parties, we put forward a comprehensive plan that is designed to get Canadians back to work and lead us into a recovery. Right. I mean, we've been sharing our Canada Recovery Plan, the elements, since at least the summer. And our Canada Recovery Plan is based on 5 pillars. It's about securing jobs, recovering the 1 million jobs that were lost during the pandemic. You know, it's about securing accountability by enacting new anti-corruption laws to clean up the mess in Ottawa. You know what? It's about securing mental health. Mental health is health. And we're going to create a Canada Mental Health Action Plan that we can roll out across the country. And it's about securing our country, but you know what, by creating a strategic stockpile of essential products and building the capacity to manufacture not only supplies and vaccines here at home. And ultimately, it's about securing Canada's economy by balancing the budget over the next decade, which we need to do. I mean, I was fortunate enough to be appointed by my leader, Special Advisor on Tourism Recovery, in September of 2020. And, you know, since then, I've worked hard to ensure the interest of this important sector of our economy and community, you know, has received its fair share of funding, support, and recognition. We've got to remember, Niagara's tourism economy supports over 40,000 workers. We are the largest tourism leisure destination in all of Canada. And we generate over $2.4 billion just here in Niagara in tourism receipts alone. So, you know, I was disappointed in this Liberal government's budget when it only committed $1 billion in support. Again, I mean, Niagara Falls alone, $2.4 billion. And nationally, the tourism sector generates $105 billion. I mean, it employs 1 in 11 workers, about 2% of our GDP. It's a hugely important sector of our economy. And as you probably realize here in Niagara, you know, COVID hit us hard. It hit us first. It hit us the hardest, and we're going to take the longest to recover from this pandemic. In fact, Destination Canada is saying it will take until at least 2025, 2026 for us to get back to the 2019 tourism levels we had reached, which was probably our best tourism summer ever. So, I mean, those are some of the issues of importance to our community, and that's why I'm running and putting my name forward.
And what do you think is the biggest issue in this election?
You know, ultimately, the election is about how we get Canada back on its feet and rebuild our economy and our jobs and our way of life, right? I mean, you know, my party is the only true alternative, you know, to this tired and incompetent Liberal government. you know, once elected, we're going to focus relentlessly on jobs, wages, and getting Canada's economy and finances, you know, back on track as quickly as, you know, possible. You know, as Member of Parliament, I've worked hard to represent, you know, the great constituents of this riding on, you know, on the issues our community has faced and, you know, are concerned most about. So, you know, I'm going to continue to fight for our businesses and our farmers on their recovery needs. I'm going to fight for all their employers' safe return to work. I'm going to continue to fight for our borders to be treated fairly, you know, and I'm going to block the Liberals on their taxation plans, you know, especially those regarding the sales of one's principal residence. I'm going to continue to fight for a clean environment, and I'm going to fight for our youth and their futures. Right. And we're going to fight to ensure we can get through this pandemic and into a recovery through our, you know, comprehensive 5-point Canada recovery plan as quickly as we can.
And earlier you mentioned that in your past you worked with Rob Nicholson in Ottawa, and you told me a little bit about your time in Queen's Park. What initially drew you to the Conservative Party?
Oh, okay. It's been great. I mean, you know, because essentially, you know, I believe in those conservative values that, you know, built our country. It's about family. It's about community, diversity, you know, individual initiative, responsibility, you know, it's and the generosity of spirit. You know, it's these values which have helped shape, you know, our country. And, you know, and it's these values I've continued to hold. And, you know, hopefully I've brought those with me as the representative, a member of parliament for the people of this riding. You know, I'm the son of immigrant parents. You know, my mom and dad both, you know, came to Canada from Italy in the 1950s and met here, right? And, you know, what drew my parents and their families to Canada, you know, was the hope of a better future, an opportunity, you know, to provide for their children in a new land full of promise, freedom, and potential, you know, and, you know, so, I mean, ultimately, this is an important election campaign, and I'm running because I believe in community and in building a better future for my family and for all of us, you know, who are fortunate enough to call Niagara home.
And what do you think matters most to voters in Niagara Falls?
Well, right now, there are a couple of things in that I'm hearing at the doors, right? I mean, ultimately, the election is about, you know, how we can get back on our feet and rebuild our economy and our jobs and our way of life, right? You know, we put forward our Canada recovery plan. I'm still hearing a lot of concern being raised about why this election was even called now. Parliament was functioning. Parliament was functioning for everyone but the Prime Minister himself. And so, you know, as issues such as, you know, the Delta variant in Afghanistan dominated our news cycles, he instead decided to plunge us into a $600 million federal election, you know, with his only explanation being is that he can think, you know, he thinks he can win. I mean, just think about this. I mean, you know, in that last five-week session of Parliament, which ended in June, I mean, five conservative private members' bills were passed into law. You know, including the bill that I had seconded, C-218, which legalized single-event sports betting, you know, for the benefit of our tourism community. So, I mean, Parliament was working. We were getting things done. And I think Canadians are rightly concerned that we are even in an election campaign now. But now that we're in it, the question then becomes is who's best positioned to bring us to that recovery that we truly do need.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. This is Linda Morgan for More FM on the River, and that was Tony Baldinelli, the Conservative candidate for the Niagara Falls riding.